Dr. Neil Frank. Neil, would you come up here and stand beside me for a moment? Several years ago, I came out of church one Sunday morning, met an airline pilot. He asked me a very simple question. He said, "What are you really doing here?" I thought for a minute. I said, "Well, we've got small children, and we think it's important that they be in Sunday school." He said, "If there's something here for them, don't you think there might be something here for you?" Out there, this guy challenged me on what I was doing there every morning. But I went home, and after the anger subsided, I became more rational. And if I was honest with you tonight, I'm telling you, I set out to prove that there was no God so that I could go to the golf course on Sunday morning and not have my conscience bother me. But one day in frustration, driving down I-95, going to work, I just looked up and said, "God, I confess that I'm a sinner. If that's what selfishness is, then I'm a sinner." And you know what happened? Nothing. I didn't see any angels. I didn't hear the heavenly choir. I didn't have any sense of peace. I just putted on down the road, went to work. Got home that night, I'd almost forgot about the incident. And I picked up my Bible. See, I'm still trying to prove there's no God. And somebody messed with my book. I understood things that I didn't understand the night before. That's right. It says in the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, "But there is a veil over the eyes of the unbeliever, that they cannot discern the truth."